in the limelight.
New U.S. sanctions against Iran, Russia, and Syria form the most unforgiving embargo in history. They are weapons of war designed for killing, says Thierry Mason, president founder of France's Réseau Voltaire, or Voltaire Network, in his article for Mint Press titled, U.S. sanctions are little more than medieval-style siege warfare. Stay tuned. The new unilateral sanctions by the U.S. against Iran, Russia, and Syria add to the previous illegal actions concerning the same three targets. They now form the most unforgiving embargo in history. The way in which they have been organized is illegal according to the definition of the Charter of the United Nations. These are weapons of war designed for killing. For his visit to Moscow on 8th of November, Ambassador James Jeffrey was tasked with explaining the current U.S. obsession with what Washington alleges expansion of Persian influence in the Arab world, that is, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Yemen. Washington now wishes to formulate this question in geostrategic rather than religious terms while Tehran is organizing its national defense around forward posts composed of Arabs tired of pro-Western despotic regimes and inclined towards the Islamic Revolution and its achievements. Moscow, in response, attempted to convince the Westerners that Russia cannot force Syria to alter its policies regarding Iran. Washington's only answer 9 days later was to announce the 11th series of unilateral sanctions against Russia since the beginning of August. This was accompanied by a ridiculous speech according to which Russia and Iran had together organized a vast plot aimed at maintaining President Assad in power and expanding Iranian control in the Arab world. This rhetoric, which we believed had been abandoned, assimilates three states, the Russian Federation, the Syrian Arab Republic, and the Islamic Republic of Iran. It ignores the massive popular support they enjoy, while the United States is profoundly torn apart. According to the U.S. Secretary of Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, who presented the unilateral U.S. sanctions on 20th of November, they do not form the economic section of the present war, but are intended to punish what he alleged the atrocities committed by these three states. It is not necessary to specify that the United States pursues the wars it started in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria. The U.S. sanctions were not decided by the United Nations Security Council, but by the United States alone. They are illegal in international law because in order to make them more lethal, Washington is attempting to force third-party states to associate themselves with the motion, which constitutes a threat to the states targeted and therefore a violation of the UN Charter. The United States has the sovereign right to refuse to enter into commerce with other states, but not to exercise pressure on third-party states in order to harm their targets. At one time, the Pentagon claimed that inflicting damaging treatment on a particular nation would lead its people to overthrow its government. That was also the theoretical justification for the bombing of Dresden during the Second World War and the endless embargo against Cuba during the Cold War. However, in the space of 75 years, this theory has never, absolutely never, been verified by the facts. Now, the Pentagon is considering using detrimental treatment against a nation as a weapon of war like any other. Embargoes are designed to kill civilians. The ensemble of systems currently used against Iran, Russia, and Syria constitute the most gigantic siege system in history. These are not economic measures, but without any possible doubt, military actions implemented in the economic sector. In time, they will probably lead to a division of the world into two parts, just as in the period of USA-USSR rivalry. Secretary Mnuchin insisted at length on the fact that these sanctions were aimed above all at the interruption of the sale of hydrocarbons, meaning depriving these countries, mostly exporters, of their main financial resources. The mechanism described by Stephen Mnuchin is as follows. Syria is presently unable to refine petrol since its installations were destroyed either by Daesh or by the International Coalition's bombing raids against Daesh. For the last 4 years, Iran has been supplying refined petrol to Syria in defiance of previous unilateral U.S. sanctions. This petrol is transported by Western companies working for the Russian public company Promzeroimport. This company is paid by the private Syrian company Global Vision Group, which is itself financed by the Iranian company Tabir Kish Medical and Pharmaceutical. Finally, the Global Vision Group transfers a part of the money it receives to Hezbollah and Hamas. This is a cock and bull story. The international coalition has the official objective of fighting Daesh. However, numerous testimonies over the last 4 years attest that it had only bombed Daesh whenever it exceeded the zone which had been allocated to it by the Pentagon, the right plan, and that, on the contrary, it had parachuted weapons to Daesh in order to maintain its position in the specified area. The two entities worked together to destroy Syrian refineries. What is the purpose of implicating the Russian government in the transfer of petroleum from Iranian refineries towards Syrian ports? Why would Iran suddenly lead Syria to transfer money to Hezbollah and Hamas? Stephen Mnuchin doesn't bother with long explanations. As far as he is concerned, Syria's criminal state and Russia is its accomplice, while Iran, Hezbollah and Hamas are all terrorists. This is the most important point, the word that cancels out thought. A French proverb assures that when you want to drown somebody, you claim it has incurable disease. So there is no point expecting logic in Secretary Mnuchin's answer to President Vladimir Putin's proposition of mediation. Progressively, the United States is withdrawing troops from the conflicts in which it is engaged and replacing them with mercenaries on the ground, that is, the terrorists, and economic sanctions, the modern version of the medieval siege.